This controversial currency means that France still controls the economies of 14 African nations. Critics say that it's one of the clearest examples of how colonial power continues long after independence. France invented the CFA franc in 1945. Back when these nations were French colonies, it was in order to keep their economies stable and simplify trade with France. But this stability comes at a cost. Until recently, African nations had to deposit 50% of their foreign exchange reserves into the French treasury. Basically, that means their emergency savings were stored in France's bank. Critics call the continued use of the CFA franc a form of neo-colonialism. It leaves African nations unable to fully steer their own economies, from setting interest rates to deciding when to spend or save. France even keeps a veto inside the CFA's central banks, giving it the final word on major decisions. Supporters say it keeps inflation low and makes investors trust the system. But Chad's late president, Idriss Deby, said it was pulling African nations down. After years of pressure, the reserve rule was dropped in West Africa, but in Central Africa, it's still in place. The push for a fully independent regional currency, the ECO, continues. But for over 210 million people, the debate over France's lasting economic legacy remains loud. What do you think? Do you think the CFA franc should be abolished, or do you think it has a place in 2026? Subscribe if you want to see more videos like this.